Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684 are the numbers for it. And you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. And also look up Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook and hit the like button. We have over 3,000 fans on Facebook.
Right.
So I love that they visit us there.
That's right.
Love seeing awesome. The active engagement.
Right. All right. So we're going to talk about some loan packages that Cornerstone Mortgage offers.
Well, okay. So I just want to make sure people know how to choose the right financing because it gets really confusing with all the different loan types out there. And often people think they know the loan product that they want. But they don't really know what's best for their needs.
Well, I would probably say everybody comes to you with a conventional fixed loan, right? That's what they think is best for them.
Right. That's what they may think is best for them.
That's what we were taught.
Right. So I actually want to go into the details of what are the differences between these.
Right.
Because you probably, as a consumer, you have that same
question. I do. I mean, only because I've known you, do I know more of the details of all the products. And there's some that are really good for certain individuals, and there's some that, you know what, not the one that you should pick, the one that you're thinking of. So,
one of the reasons I picked Cornerstone Mortgage to align with is that at Cornerstone, we carry all of the best products.
Every product.
At the best rates.
Right. And it's a great thing. So the consumer really, you can trust Doug and getting the correct loan package for you or any loan officer here at Cornerstone. But let's talk about the packages, Doug. Let's start with everybody knows about the conventional loan. So tell us about that just so we could get a clear definition of what that is.
All right. So conventional loan, another word you'll hear for this is conforming loan.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the term conforming loan?
I have, actually.
Okay, so conforming loan, what that means is it conforms to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac guidelines.
Okay.
Okay, so that's where the word conforming comes from. And a conventional loan is a little bit bigger blanket that goes over all the conforming loans, and even some non-conforming loans are also conventional loans. So, for instance, most jumbo loans are conventional non-conforming loans.
Okay.
So a conforming loan would be $417,000 or less on the loan amount.
Okay.
Okay, so 417 is the max loan amount on a conforming loan. So that's
anything over that is a jumbo.
Right. Anything over that is a jumbo loan.
Okay.
And the reason that's important is with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac buying as the investor on those loans, okay, most people don't even understand that they're the investor on it. And what happens is when your lender funds a loan, they may continue to service the loan, but the paper gets sold off to Fannie or Freddie, and it replenishes the lender's funds to be able to loan out new money, and then that's guaranteed by our government because it's a Fannie or Freddie loan, and that's why the interest rates are less than non-conforming loans.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, because it's the same reason people will buy U.S. Treasury bonds, is because they think the safety of the U.S. government is safer than anybody else backing it.
I guess. So.
Right. All right, so when it comes to conforming loans, generally, I would tell people 5% down is the amount of down payment you would need.
Okay.
Okay. You can do as little as 3% down, okay, but 5% is the general rule on what you want to stay within where somebody's going to get a conforming loan.
Okay.
And then if you put at least 20% down, then you can avoid private mortgage insurance.
Now, how important is credit score on these types of loans?
All right. Credit score on a conventional or conforming loan is extremely important.
Okay.
It's the most important on a conventional loan compared to any other loan program. So when you hear the market rates quoted out there with some really low rate, that's assuming at least a 740 credit score.
Oh, wow.
So to get in the best interest rate category, you need to have above a 740. And then every 20 points below that, there's a hit to the rate.
Okay.
So as you get from 720 to 740.
Because it's more of a risk, I guess?
It's a much higher risk. If they graph out the default rate based on credit score, it's a perfect curve.
I see.
Okay. The default rate goes up dramatically with each increment of credit scores. That's why they do 20-point increments. And when you get down below 680, the rates are significantly higher.
Now, what is your, just out of curiosity, what's your average credit score that you guys service?
At Cornerstone Mortgage, our average credit score is over 750.
Okay.
Because we deal with a really good clientele. However, I don't want to act like that excludes everybody else because right. we're willing to help someone whose credit score is below 750 mm-hmm. get their score up.
Okay. And that is something that you do offer. You offer to help people get to whatever loan package fits them the best.
Right. And all of our loan officers at Cornerstone are really experienced at that. They're really mm-hmm. good at it. And if somebody wants to, you know, to team up with me personally to do it, I'll give a free credit consultation to you mm-hmm. to help you get in that stage where you can buy a house or mm-hmm. just to make sure you get the best interest rate.
Right, right. That's great. So we talked about conventional loan and some of the things that are needed with that. We talked briefly about a jumbo loan, and that was anything over $417,000.
Right, anything correct. Over 417, and then over 650,000 is mm-hmm. called a super jumbo. Mm-hmm.
Of course it is.
Right. It's just super.
So I'm sure there's more things that, like a higher credit score is needed for a super jumbo or not?
High credit scores are definitely important on jumbo loans.
Okay.
And part of the difference with jumbo loans is that there are less investors out there. Okay, the guidelines are going to be different from one lender to another.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a lot of different investors that we can send the jumbo loans through. But the guidelines are going to be very particular from one lender to another.
Got it.
Much tougher on appraisals, too.
Wow. Yeah, so I guess comparables are harder for those properties.
Right.
All right, so let's go through real quick. 97% conventional loan. When you said this one, I was a little confused on that. So tell us a little bit about that product.
So 97% conventional loan just got opened back up a few months ago. And what that means is 97% means they loan you 97% of the purchase price. So you have a 3% down payment.
Okay.
But there are some income restrictions on it. Need to be a first-time home buyer. So there are a few hoops, you know, people have to jump through for that to be the best.
To qualify that one.
Right.
That
and
one.
If somebody's a first-time home buyer and they want to look at that, the other one we would compare that to would be an FHA loan.
Oh, okay. What is the minimum credit score I got to have for that particular product?
A 620 credit score okay. on a conventional loan is the minimum that we can do.
Okay.
Okay.
But if you're below that, you have another product, which is an FHA loan.
Well, yes, an FHA isn't just for somebody below that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do FHA loans for people that are in the 700s. There are some benefits.
Okay.
There are advantages and disadvantages. So an FHA loan allows only 3.5% as your down payment.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's a small amount of money down. And they don't penalize you as much on credit score.
Okay.
So, for instance, when I get somebody wants a conventional loan and their credit score gets below a 680, okay, now all of a sudden an FHA loan may end up being a better deal for them because FHA interest rates are actually a little bit less than interest rates on conventional loans.
And why is that?
It's just the way the bonds are sold in the secondary market.
Okay.
You're at about 0.375% less on an FHA loan than on a conventional loan. But the mortgage insurance is usually a little bit higher.
Oh, okay.
So what happens is the higher mortgage insurance combined with the lower interest rate on FHA can make it a better option than a conventional loan for somebody with lower credit scores.
Credit. Okay.
And that's where we'll map that out and compare the products.
Now, what are the closing
best.
Costs look like for this product, for the FHA loan?
Okay, but an FHA loan and a conventional loan are going to be basically the same on closing costs. The only okay. difference would be that an FHA loan is usually about $50 more on the appraisal
okay.
than a conventional loan.
And are there penalties if I want to pay this off early?
No. We don't have any loan products with prepayment penalties anymore.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
that's definitely a plus there.
Okay.
And I want to keep moving because there are a couple other products.
Yeah.
We only have about one.
Time.
Yeah, we only have about 1 minute left.
We have FHA 203K?
Yeah, so 203K loan is for somebody who wants to buy a property and do work to it. So if you're buying a foreclosure or something that needs work, that's a possibility.
Nice.
They're a little bit complicated, and we'll have to go into it in more detail later. Mm-hmm. The other two that I want to touch on are USDA loans mm-hmm. and VA loans.
Okay.
So a VA loan, of course, is for a veteran.
Okay.
Great loan, 100% financing, meaning no down payment.
Nice.
Okay, so that's a really, really good
option
there.
It's a way to give back.
Yeah, very, very good way to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Another benefit of a VA loan is you can take cash out up to 90% of the appraised value.
Okay.
So I had somebody the other day that needed cash out to pay off credit cards, and VA loan was a perfect solution for them. Interest rates are very, very low on it too.
Nice.
Then a USDA loan, okay, that is a great loan for rural properties. Okay, so in the metro area, you've got to get out as far as Wentzville or further out. It's another 100% financing loan where there's no down payment that's required on it. And the rates on it are also spectacularly low. So really good option out in the rural areas. We have links we can give people to be able to see if properties are eligible for USDA financing, mm-hmm. too. We do a lot of USDA loans.
So where can people get a hold of you if they have interest in these products?
Okay, so if you have interest in these products, first thing is we're going to make all these products we have in our resource section on our website. We're going to make this as a free download for you at DougHaldeman.com. So DougHaldeman.com. Get this as a free download. And then you just look in the resource section and download it. Or there's also going to be a blog post called Choosing the Right Type of Financing for You. And then next thing is you can reach out to me personally if you want personal advice on this. Text me or call me, 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. So just a reminder for you, don't forget that next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.